This is a test recording of the head microphone included with the Rode NTH-100M, which is also available separately as the NTH mic for those people who already own the NTH-100 headphones, which I reviewed previously. I'm Alan Tepper for Technotour, Combined Hosting, and Pro Video Coalition. The NTH-100 terminates in a TRRS 3.5mm plug, since it's a headset with microphone. However, the NTH-100M also includes a Y adapter which separates the microphone signal from the headphone input for those situations where they must be handled separately. I am also making a simultaneous recording with the SL40 from Efeduce, previously reviewed, together with the Shure A7WS windscreen, just for comparison. The NTH-100 is connected via its included Y adapter to a VXLR Plus converter to an input of the Rodecaster Pro 2 without processing and is being recorded to one track of Hindenburg Pro. The SL40 is connected via a different input of the Rodecaster Pro 2 without processing and is being recorded simultaneously onto a second track in Hindenburg Pro. All recordings are being made at our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling rate and at 24-bit resolution. For more information, visit 48kHzAlliance.com. For the rest of this test recording, I'll read a summary of the Alcantara material text from my original NTH-100 review. The cushion's material is Alcantara, not Alcantara. If you are Castilian-speaking or otherwise connected with many Hispanic people, you might immediately think that someone mispronounced Alcantara, which is both a surname or last name and the name of a municipality in the province of Cáceres, Extremadura, Spain. The Alcantara surname was made even more known thanks to the internationally famous TV series Cuéntame Cómo Pasó, or Tell Me How It Happened, from Televisión Española, where the Alcántara family has at least six characters bearing that last name. If you are Brazilian, you might even think that someone mispronounced Alcántara, which is part of the name of the Alcántara Space Center, which is essentially the Brazilian NASA, in the city of Alcántara, located at Brazil's northern Atlantic coast. Those two paraproxetonic names have the emphasis on the third-to-last syllable, in other words, the second one. On the other hand, the luxurious material used in the NTH-100's cushions is properly spelled without any accent mark or diacritical mark. It's simply Alcantara, and must be pronounced emphasizing the second-to-last or third syllable, whether or not you're pronouncing it in Castilian, English, Italian, or Portuguese. Ryan Burke of Rode pronounces it correctly in the official videos. As I learned from Rode and then further research, Alcantara is an ultra-high quality material that is typically used in sports cars and high-end fashion. Alcantara was first developed in the 1970s by Miyoshi Okamoto and initially manufactured by the Italian company Alcantara. Alcantara is produced by combining an advanced spinning process, producing very low denier bicomponent Islands by the Sea fiber, and chemical and textile production processes, needle punching, buffing, impregnation, extraction, finishing, dyeing, etc., which interact with one another.